the ambition is to get all children back to school. It's an enormously ambitious logistical exercise as well, because you're talking about a million students. But the overarching feeling amongst parents and the overwhelming majority of teachers is that they want their children back in school. They want the students back in school, because by the end of August, you're looking at students being out of school for up to 6 months. And like anything with the deal, it's about finances and resources. But I think John Boyle from INTO made a very, very important point this morning. While there is going to be an announcement today of X euro, it'll have to be monitored, because this is a whole new territory. The health criteria is very, very specific in terms of what it's saying about third, fourth, fifth and sixth class in primary school, that there has to be 1 metre distance, and 1 metre distance in post-primary is going to have a big logistical look at what the classroom looks like. Once you start introducing measurements like 1 metre or 2 metres, that there has to be a common sense and there has to be a middle ground. And if you look at the summer provision programme that we held over the summer, which was very successful, it was an extra 9,000 students, children with special needs that came into the system, 24,000 students, and SNAs and teachers and school principals and boards of management really rose to the challenge and they made it work. But there also was an understanding that you can't at all times have 2 metres or 1 metre. So there has to be a middle ground of common sense here.